A good documentary doesn't really know where it's going while it's being made. And that is because you can't predict the future. You can make a slice of life film. You can really document, for example, the Summer Olympics. It's not exactly a documentary film in the sense that it doesn't have that kind of creative impulse of the maker of the film, where they are pulled towards what ultimately becomes the subject matter. And that is to say, something that has moved them in the experience of making the film that creates the film itself. So really, what I'm positing here is that the best documentary films are films that the filmmakers themselves aren't quite sure what they're about until they're done. Films like Searching for Sugar Man, whatnot. My Father's House is one of those documentary films. It's a film where the hip-hop artist Rhymefest, who worked with Kanye West and helped write the Grammy-winning song with Common and John Legend, he ends up making a documentary film, and he's not sure exactly what it's going to be about, but he buys his childhood father's home. And I say childhood father's because he didn't have much of a relationship with him during his adult life. And here he is, having been a millionaire, famous rapper, and kind of lost some of that money and gone back to Chicago and purchased his childhood home with his girlfriend at the time. And he has a couple of kids he's had out of wedlock himself. Not that it matters that it's out of wedlock, but just that he hasn't been a great parent to them. And so what we see is the journey of the filmmaker as he sort of steps into his father's shoes, lives in his father's house. And then what the best part of the movie is, it's about his father is actually a homeless alcoholic. He finds his father, starts documenting their relationship as they start to build a relationship. You see his anger sort of play out over the film. You see his father's struggle to get sober. So what we have here is one of those rare oddities in this day and age, and that is an organically interesting documentary film that captures some humanity and some empathy. I guess that would be probably one of the things most lacking in the digital age, the ability to sort of feel empathic, and this movie's got a ton of that. It's great.